You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. In a very busy political week, let's look back at the calendar. On Tuesday, Obama clinched. On Wednesday, that was yesterday, Hillary Clinton hedged. But by late last night, the stories emerged that Hillary Clinton was getting out of the race, at an announcement to be made officially on Saturday. But yesterday was a very, very busy political day for Hillary Rodham Clinton. Here she is speaking at the AIPAC summit, the pro-Israel lobby AIPAC summit, on Wednesday.
I know Senator Obama understands what is at stake here. It has been an honor to contest these primaries with him. It is an honor to call him my friend. And let me be very clear. I know that Senator Obama will be a good friend to Israel.
As I said, those words before the AIPAC summit on Wednesday in Washington. But by the end of the day, Hillary Clinton, it was learned, was getting out of the race. With us is the Takeaway political director, Andrea Bernstein, who's done some reporting on the Clinton campaign in a very busy day yesterday. Also here is Marcus Mabry, who's a political reporter and editor for The New York Times. Welcome to both of you.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Busy day for Hillary Clinton yesterday. Take us through it, if
That's
you could.
Right. A quiet day in her public schedule, just the one event, the AIPAC conference in Washington, D.C., but plane with Hillary Clinton arrived in Washington about 3 a.m. On Wednesday morning. The AIPAC speech was about 10 a.m. Shortly thereafter, she did what she said, which is she went to her Washington home. She began making a lot of phone calls. She had a conference call with members of Congress. The message was, we think that you should it is over now. Charles Rangel, the New York congressman, one of her earliest supporters, the one who convinced her, in fact, to get into the U.S. Senate race in New York in the first place, went on television and said that she needed a pretty good reason to stay in, and she hadn't given it.
But these calls here were really a way for her to test, okay, here was my argument. I won the popular vote. I believe I'm a better candidate going forward in the fall. What do you think of that argument? And nobody was buying it.
Well, I don't. It sounds to me, from the descriptions that I've heard, that it was actually just more sort of a listening than her still strenuously arguing. I mean, she really did stop sometime between Monday night and Tuesday the argument that I am going forward. She did cite her accomplishments in her speech on Tuesday night, but she wasn't saying it's on to the White House or anything like that. Late yesterday afternoon, she went to her Virginia headquarters. She told her staff tomorrow, Friday, would be their last day, although they would be paid through June 15th. And early in the evening, reports began to leak out that this would be over. Shortly before 9, her campaign issued a statement saying she would hold an event in Washington, D.C. on Saturday and announce her support for Senator Obama.
Saturday Night Live, her own Saturday Night Live. We shouldn't dispute or diminish the accomplishment of Hillary Clinton, though, in getting this far in the race. I mean, even though we've been talking about the kind of minor details, tit for tat, between the Obama campaign and the Hillary Clinton campaign, this is a historic moment for her as well.
I absolutely agree with that. There's no way anything that she has accomplished in the last year can be called anything short of historic. The amount of money that she did raise, the organization that she put forth, and the seriousness with which voters took her campaign, and the very fact that she got nearly as many votes, depending on how you cut it, perhaps a few more, but not enough delegates, as Barack Obama. This has been a true moment for American history, for women in politics in American history.
It clearly has. And I think, I mean, one of the things that is interesting is her campaign has been consistently telling us since Monday that whatever happened on Tuesday, she would be taking a couple of days to talk to her supporters and figure out the next steps. Now, intervening in that time period, she won South Dakota. Big upset. If you look at that corner of the country, it's a donut. Barack Obama won all the states around South Dakota, and she won it. So she did win that. A Thursday is a pretty normal day to get out of a race. John Edwards got out on a Thursday. Mitt Romney got out on a Thursday. I believe John McCain, when he got out in 2000, got out on a Thursday.
That is an amazing detail that only Andrea Bernstein can.
it's not uncommon.
I think the difference is, though, I think what surprised the TV pundits that night watching was the fact that at no point did she say, you know, Andrea, as a reporter on the beat, you knew she wasn't going forward, and she had changed her tone about going forward and this talk about going to the convention. But her supporters actually that night started to shout, and everyone saw it on television.
Denver.
And no point did she say anything that really to contradict that on the record there on television. I think that's what surprised everyone. Mm-hmm. It sounded like she said, you know, write in, tell me what I should be doing. Which left open the door that maybe she would keep going.
Right. Well, yeah, Andrea,
she did say.
The question for me is, do you think she's feeling this historical accomplishment that we alluded to a moment ago, or is she feeling maybe more hurt than anything?
Well, I think there's nothing more bitter than a narrow loss.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is what this is. I mean, you know, you can't almost win the nomination. But she did get this tremendous amount of votes, lots of money, lots of delegates. So I think that a narrow loss is an easier thing. I mean, you know, one of the things that is interesting to me is that they're holding this event on Saturday in Washington, D.C. The traditional place to hold it is in your home state. But, you know, Hillary Clinton has always had a power base in Washington and in New York. I remember interviewing Mark Penn many years ago when he was the pollster for her Senate race, and he said, people in this town, and he was in New York, but he was referring to Washington. And I think that is something with the mm-hmm. Clintons. They've always been in both places. Now, even though Hillary Clinton will be a senator in Washington, her power base really will be in New York.
And meanwhile, there's tremendous joy and jubilation as you would.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.